In the name of Jesus, amen. The abortion supporters have it right. Pregnancy does pose certain threats. Parenthood complicates and restricts. A child impedes priorities and deprives resources. A baby does not automatically make life worth it. And euthanasia enthusiasts get it too. Suffering causes existential tension, especially when unmitigated. Sufferers, particularly the severe, the mature, and the terminal ones, can crinkle the rest of us into crises over our comforts and conveniences. Prolonging or procreating life doesn't always replace what it reduces. A child, or any dependent for that matter, even a loved one, is not enough. And Jesus agrees. In fact, all of salvation history confirms it. The scriptures apply this assessment to everyone. Taking is a feature not just of the weakest, but of the whole human race. You see, Jesus declares himself as sent. John chapter 8, verse 26, he who sent me is true. Sent means there's a distance. Sent implies that humankind is disconnected from our almighty maker, divided against him even. Sent means assigned to address a deficiency, a deviation. Sent implies deteriorating. Being sent suggests that the Lord who left this world in perfect working order, who didn't even look away for an instant, he has to get involved elbow deep and up to his neck because the whole dadgum contraption's gone beyond minor adjustments. You are of this world, John 8, verse 23. You judge according to the flesh, only a moment earlier, John 8, 15. And that's not a compliment. You are not enough. I am not enough. Not only do we err, we stay unaware of it as well, and sometimes intentionally. We end up like six-month-olds with birthday presents, fascinated by packaging, smitten with wrappings, fiddling with the ribbons, all the while ignoring both the gifts and the giver to whom they belong. We turn out like confused convalescents, swiping at ICU wires, tugging at the very tubes that sustain us. Oh, you will die in your sin. Yes, indeed, it seems we'd rather. You are not enough. I am not enough. How then will we manage pastoral ministry when we can't even handle personal existence? Will we really feed them with the poisons that we are suffocating upon? Will we escort anyone to a God that we ourselves turn aside from? Will we bolster another without being able to stand on our own? And how will we make it in eternity when we haven't mastered today? How will we enjoy heaven's ecstasy when we cannot even understand simple contentment? How will we reign in the kingdom when we can hardly carry out vocation? How will we conduct immortality when we struggle to inhale without endangering both our neighbors and ourselves? You know, my malfunctioning automobile corroborates Jesus. I am not enough. My graying and fraying clothes confirm that I am not enough on my own. My neighborhood's indifference, my nation's injustices proclaim that I am not enough. My children's unanswered pleas and my wife's unmet needs reiterate that I am not enough. My knotted, chaotic mind, my body's aches and infections, they holler every day how I am not enough. So it's time to admit it, that in my opinions and in my habits, I feel the distance. In my interests and my attempts, I sense the deficiency. In my lackings and failings, I experience the deterioration. I also must own up to what the abortion supporters and euthanasia enthusiasts have been honest about all along. I am not enough. And you are not enough. We are not enough. Not any of us, nor even all of us together. Not enough to survive, much less to save. And I guess the rest of the world figures if you can't rescue, you might as well use. Use them. Use yourself for soothing or at least for amusement until you die in your sin. Yet, here you sit. Still we exist, not enough, and not died. We must not be alone. God has come. God has come here. Jesus identifies himself as sent. Sent to us. So you are not alone. You are not enough, but you are not alone. Sent means desired. We are desired. You are desired of God. The Lord God does not require us, nor do we deserve him, and yet he wants us anyway. Sent implies among and alongside, incarnate, especially in our difficulties, abiding even through your defiance. Sent specifies a compassionate Father. And Jesus, connecting Almighty to us, uniting all that he is and has to you. Sent means reaching out and reaching in. An advocate, our advocate and mediator, undertakes the circumstances, all the situations and circumstances. A guardian, a warrior, a savior undergoes the consequences, endures the punishment we both earn and impose. The God Jesus atones for the wrongs, takes responsibility and absolves the weak and the wicked ones like us. Sent implies self-giving, substituting, crucified for you and in your place, died on your behalf to your credit and benefit. Sent specifies an acceptance, an adoption. You are beloved. I am beloved of God. Sent means irrevocable. Our Christ and Messiah presses ahead undeterred and relentless. He has gone where we could not to see to it that we arrive where he has. He who already owned us at our worst does not, will not, cannot abandon or condemn you, come what may. Sent implies resurrected, immortal, eternal kingdom and ecstasy. Sent specifies you reconciled and redeemed, remissioned and relieved. Father sent Son, sent Spirit, not as a mortar, but as a tether, an anchor baby, if you will, who means to make his whole residence, reign, and realm right where we are. Jesus sent means you are not enough, but you are not alone. And you are not alone. You have his word that orders every single atom and administrates every last movement in the universe. You have his spirit to receive him and know him, to fear, love, and trust his might and kindness, to pray and praise and crave and imitate his glory. You have his church, bright cloud of saints before and angels beside, great company of patriarchs and prophets, apostles and martyrs across ages, brothers and sisters the earth over, who share the same sorrows and celebrations that you know, who offset your shortcomings and amplify your strengths. You have his name, his image upon you. You have his body and blood within you, and you have all the privilege and authority pertaining thereunto. Your pulse and respiration corroborates that you are not alone. Your limbs and senses confirm that you are not alone. Your daily bread and nighttime shelter declare that you are not alone. Your relatives and neighbors proclaim how you are not alone. Your money and goods reiterate how you are not alone. Even the laws of the land and the laws of nature shout how not alone you are. And all this is enough. Jesus is enough to animate your salvation and your survival and your servanthood. Not one syllable, not any blink goes to waste. Your listening and assisting is enough because you are not alone. Your lamenting and rejoicing with is enough because the Son of God is in it. Your instructing and correcting is enough because he sends himself with it. Your speaking truth and showing love is enough because he has made it his own. It's enough even for everyone who is not enough on their own. The unborn and elderly ones, the hurting and terminal ones, the impaired and incapable ones, as much as any of us. You are not enough, nor need you be, and neither do they. No matter their appearance or age or ability, because we are not alone. And Jesus, he is enough, because he is everything. Amen. Now may the Lord who has begun this good work in you carry it on to its completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.